All right. We've got a quick budget and finance committee that we're going to call to order right now. For new business, we have proposed ordinance 24-02. Do I have a motion for this one?
I make a motion to put proposed ordinance 24-02 on the table for discussion.
Second. All right. 24-02, let's see, we've talked about this before, the Peer Services Specialty Court Grant Fund. And Judge Clausen's, if y'all remember our discussion from last committee meeting, I'm trying to remember this. Basically, this was, we approved it in like November, December, or September, or something like that, and it got overlooked in the budget. So this was not in the budget. So from what I understand, we've hired someone for the position. Is that right?
Yeah.
There he is. We want to make sure he can get paid.
This is Phil Burr, and we get the full committee meeting, or court meeting. I'm going to say a little bit if I can, but I just want to put a face to the paperwork and the appropriation. He's already been a huge asset and already helps some people. So anyway, that's exactly right. I think just a little oversight in the budget. So this is the appropriation for the grant money that we give by the state and approving it to fund this position for 2024.
There we go. Like I said, oversight during budget season. We gotta get this fella paid here. Does anyone have any questions on the committee?
Just for clarification, we're talking about something we just haven't spent yet, right? We've allocated the money. It just hasn't
been used. We approved the allocation for the money in the budget year 2023. When we put together the budget for 2024 for this year, it was left out of the budget. So it was kind of unappropriate. So now we've got to reappropriate it to make sure we can spend it.
Sorry, it's been a long winter.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, does anybody else have any questions? All right. All in favor of passing 24-02 to the full court, say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And the other thing I meant to be on this agenda was to just discuss Justice Coates held a Courts and Public Safety Committee meeting where we were introduced to a new group. Does that group have a name at all?
It was Faulkner County Animal Coalition.
Sorry, Faulkner County Animal Coalition. And we met the group. We talked to, they introduced themselves, talked a little bit about what the plan is. Judge Dodson stood up and had some comments about what our plan was moving forward. And the reason I added this to the Budget and Finance Committee agenda so we can talk about the money side of things, right? So there's two pots of money that it's going to take to make this work. It's going to take the ARPA money that we passed a resolution, and then I think we even allocated it into the correct funds. So it's going to take that money to build it, and then it's going to take the money in the voluntary tax to operate it. I spoke with the judge's office about their timing and their process with all this, and from what I understand, the very next step they're hoping to do within the next immediate time frame is to issue the RFQ, because he talked about that the other night, request for qualifications, saying this is what we're looking for. We're basically, our plan is to build a shelter. We're looking for someone who can run it. So that's their next steps, is to go forward with that RFQ and then to follow up with our construction vendors to ensure the quotes that they gave us in building the animal shelter are still on target for us, because hopefully that's something that we do this year. So that's their plan, what I know so far. Do y'all have any questions?
I'll just clarify. The Faulkner County Animal Coalition group that came before Courts and Public Safety, they just came as a goodwill measure. They are an option for the court.
Yeah.
That's one of the questions that the court in years past, and even last year since I've been on, has repeatedly asked is, who's going to operate the shelter? Who's going to operate it? Because I think we're all in agreement. It's not going to be us. We don't want that responsibility. I don't know that the Sheriff's Department wants to take that on. I mean, I'm sure sure they have other things that they need to do besides going and cleaning.
He's not moving his head one direction or the other.
I don't know that he's going to sign up for that either. So there's, you know, that was just an option.
Yeah.
Hopefully once that RFQ goes out, you know, we may have other people, other groups that come in and say, hey, we, you know, Best Friends is one that has done the very same thing in Northwest Arkansas. That would be best case scenario if we had multiple options.
Yeah,
at this point, you know, that was one option that they are prepared to move forward. They have already spoken with some different people about hiring a position for an admin that would come in and set all those things up. So there's, you know, some different options as far as they were answering questions from what the court had previously stated. Where it came to an impasse, and I think this is where it has happened time and time again, is that Ms. Quinn, Lori Quinn, brought up the fact, you know, is it going to be the chicken or the egg? The groups that are interested in operating the shelters, and honestly, the people of Fauldron County have lost faith that the shelter is ever going to happen. We've talked. Well, it's time to shut up and put our money where our mouth is. If we're going to move forward, then let's move forward. If we're not, then let's just scrap the whole thing, which is obviously not what I want to see done. But we have to start moving forward and checking off some of the boxes, in my opinion. So that's kind of where we are. But none of those groups, you know, we can't, when you reach out to some of the bigger groups about running a shelter, they say, call me when you've got some money appropriated. You know, they're not interested in even moving forward. And I think the Fauldron County Animal Coalition is one. They're sitting on go. But until that money is actually appropriated to move forward, they have lost faith that the court is going to move forward as well. So until that money is appropriated, I don't know that we will be able to get any applicants for the RFQs. That's just my two cents.
I think I would argue that the court has made two gestures of good faith towards the animal shelter. You know, we first passed the resolution saying that we are going to, and I stand by that resolution, that this is our plan. This is what we're going to do. And I'll be the first to say, I voted against it. But as soon as it passed, I said, this is what we're going to do. We as a court decided we're going to go forward with these plans, so this is what we're going to do. And then the second step was we allocated the money. Now, that's not the same necessarily as appropriating it right now, but we allocated it. One concern with appropriating the money, until the judge's office goes through their steps that they do to determine, is making sure we appropriate, let's just say it's the $1.5 million for the construction of the animal shelter, making sure it's appropriated into the correct line items, because it might go into different line items. It might go into this one and that one and that one and that one. So until they jump through the hoops they need to jump through with contractors, because they'll have to put it out for a bid, you know, but there's...
That's already been done once.
Okay, yeah. Until they follow up with the contractors and do that kind of stuff, I think it's just that technical steps that the judge's office have to follow through before we can appropriate that money. And I'm not sure of all those steps because I'm not in the judge's office and I haven't had experience with all that stuff. But I do think we'll get it. I have good faith that this is something that's going to happen. And I say that being the one person who voted against it, you know, like, and so.
One of
two. Yeah. And so I think I do have good faith that this will happen. I don't have a doubt in my mind that it'll happen. It's just we need to make sure we get it right, you know, the first time. And I'm not trying, you know, that's more my speech to the animal people. Is that this court in this past 6 months has taken bigger and larger strides towards getting this done than in the past 12 years. I mean, we really have.
Well, I said in the beginning.
That's something to be proud of. Yeah.
All of us, I think, have agreed it had to be a paradigm shift.
Yeah.
Because what was being tossed about before, it wasn't working. And when something doesn't work, you have to change up the whole paradigm. And until we did that, this was not going to move forward. We have to move forward with a fiscally responsible agenda and move forward with a business plan. And I think that was one of the things that impressed me with the Animal Coalition group was they're business-minded people that have run successful businesses that have been successful in Faulkner County from everywhere from finance, mortgage, attorney, I can even list them all, fundraising, nonprofit. You know, they were a very impressive group. But at the same time, you know, you say they need a good faith effort. We've passed a resolution and we've passed an allocation. Well, in the past, they've also bought several properties that never came to fruition. So at what point do we go, okay, we're ready to move forward? Let's let Tom and with our ARP, let the judge's office worry about the line item stuff. Let's move forward and do what we say we're going to do. If we don't, if we want to micromanage it, then let's micromanage it. But myself, and I'm an animal person, I don't want to step off into micromanaging the shelter.
I agree.
And unless y'all want to step up and do that, then I think we're starting a slippery slope if we try to micromanage.
No, I don't think we want to micromanage.
I concur with that because, first of all, I'm not expertise in the animal shelter business, so I'm not going to pretend like I am. I like the idea of having business-minded people run it. I mean, oftentimes nonprofits sometimes make the mistake of, oh, I'm passionate to run it, and there's nothing wrong with that as long as it coincides with business sense. So that's what excites me about this coalition, and I'm just ready to see it personally because I'm ready to move on to the next thing. So I'm excited that I think we can do this. I think we have the right court for it and the right administration as well.
I'm going to give you a chance to say something before I shut it down.
Ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Although I have... realize that tonight is not necessarily the appropriate time in wanting to be transparent with not only, you know, everybody on the committee, but also with the public. It is my plan to bring an ordinance forward in February to appropriate this money, and I would encourage or invite anybody else that wants to co-sponsor this to get with Bill, and let's move it forward. So we've already gotten that together, and I would love to add somebody else's name to that, and then everybody will have time to get their ducks in a row or ask the questions that they want to ask or do all those things before we meet again.
Perfect.
So that.
Perfect. Okay. All right. So the plan is, you said you got an ordinance.
That's correct.
That y'all are going to bring in February.
And I will be one to co-sponsor that. I'd love that.
Is that going to run at all in courts and public safety, or does it even need to run it? What are your just thoughts?
My personal thoughts, and it's part of why I didn't want to do a courts and public safety meeting again, is courts and public safety has already discussed it, and when we looked at the plans, I don't want to spend the money.
That's all you know. Perfect.
Can we do that?
Okay. I'm just being mindful of our time tonight and the fact that full court starts at 6. Mm-hmm. Full faith, we could sit here for 2 hours and talk about this and be fully engaged the entire time and have a blast. Yeah.
We have cookies.
Any other final comments before we end? Sounds like February is going to be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, I will call this Budget and Finance Committee meeting adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.